With the introduction of social media, it seems courtesy has disappeared from society. But Delmarva Public Radio essayist George Merrill writes, courtesy is not only a human virtue, but also a holy one.
Courtesy today is an arcane word. It's a lost art. Expressing opinions is now blood sport. We live in a culture of incivility. Julian of Norwich lived in the 14th century. She is one of Christianity's revered mystics. In her writings called Revelations, she describes moments in which God, quote, gives to her understanding, unquote, of his deep and divine mysteries. She writes about courtesy. In the hardscrabble life of 14th century England, it's a wonder that anything like courtesy could be so important. For our courteous Lord, she writes, wants that we be close, intimate with him, as our minds and hearts desire it. For our Lord himself is very courteous. This is what God is like, she tells us. Courtesy and kindness, they are more than just good manners. They communicate esteem and respect. Courtesy fosters goodwill. It's expressed differently worldwide. In Japan, for instance, greetings are extended with a formal bow from the waist and with lowered eyes. The deeper the bow, the more respect the greeting communicates. In India, they say namaste and place hands together in a prayerful way while bowing slightly. A Christian might think of it as acknowledging that you and I are made in the image of God. While alarming to Westerners, a Tibetan greeting communicates goodwill, but it takes Westerners a little getting used to. He sticks out his tongue at you. He wants you to know he hasn't the black tongue of the ancient evil prince whom Tibetans once loathed. He's only saying, I'm okay and you're okay. There is a primal desire in you and me for a courteous relationship with others. In these days, the hunger for this is growing, a longing for a connection, a longing to know that we are cared for. According to ARP, 1/3 of the United States adults age 45 and older report feeling lonely and disconnected. We are lonely people. We yearn for real neighbors. I've noticed that asking directions of strangers is particularly satisfying. It brings out the natural inclination in others to want to help us. This inclination is one variation of courtesy, which I'd also call kindness. Doing for others does something for us. It fills a longing in us to be valued by others. The principle, do unto others, has long and venerable histories. I'm seeing it today in the most unlikely places, on car bumpers that say, practice random acts of kindness. Those stickers are better than political ones. Advocating for random acts of kindness statements are better suited to bring out the best in us. They remind us, well, to be more courteous. Another encouraging sign. Won't You Be My Neighbor is a recent film exploring the legacy of Fred Rogers and his radically kind ideas. Rogers stood firm in his belief about the importance of protecting childhood and the power of kindness. This film goes into the heart of a creative genius who inspired generations of children with compassion and limitless imagination. The film's rave reviews suggest it's capturing the hearts of Americans. It's a sad commentary on how we live when kindness has become a radical idea. A little courtesy not only goes a long way. Julian of Norwich says it's next to godliness. George Merrill on the shore.